Hello. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered a legal, health, tax, or professional advice. We're not responsible for any losses, damages, or liabilities that may arise from the use of this podcast. You may find the J. Will Podcast homepage on rss.com under J. Will Podcast. If you'd like to donate to the podcast, please find the donate feature on the homepage, or you may do so via Cash App at $JWillPodcast. Follow my music page at James Williams Music on Facebook, and also tune in to J. Will Gospel Radio on Live 365. Download Live365.com app and do a search for J. Will Gospel Radio and listen for 24/7 gospel music. All right, listen in as D-Got interviews Ray Kelly.
It's that time once again, the Gospel Praise Mixdown. Welcome to the Gospel Praise Mixdown with your host, D-God. Who's on the line?
Got Ray Kelly. I'm from Toledo by way of Cincinnati.
What's going on, Ray Kelly? How are you feeling this evening?
Oh, man, I'm good. I'm blessed and highly favored.
Oh, I know that's true. I know that's true, man. Let me tell you, we are playing your single, Lord, You Came. I'm loving it, and the fans are loving it. So what do you think about that?
Thank you. Man, actually, this song is a personal testimony, and the song was written back in 2006. So pretty much every word in the song is a personal testimony to God. And I don't really consider myself, I'm more of a producer than actually songwriter, artist. But a lot of times when you're in prayer and God is dealing with you, He just gives you the words, and you know, and they just come out, just float out, and that was the result of the song.
Now that you're here on the show, finally, can you tell the listeners a little something about yourself?
Well, that's a long story. Well, like I said. I'm originally from Cincinnati, Ohio, the home of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Uh-huh.
But I've been got saved at the age of 12. Went to my home church was Great Emmanuel Apostolic Temple. The pastor now is LaVelton Daniels, but my former pastor was the late great Bishop Paul Alexander Bowers. So I've been playing bass since the age of 12. Been playing bass pretty much all my life. Been a bass player. So I've been one of those church musicians playing for years. And through the years, I had a chance to play with different gospel artists. Kirk Franklin being one of them when he first came out. And man, it's Marvin Sapp. You know, a lot of conventions and a lot of studio sessions, and you know, able to collaborate with different artists and different musicians. So now I've been living here in Toledo, Ohio since 2010, and I started within the last 10 years started getting into production. So basically mixing and mastering for artists, independent artists, your beat making, you name it. And now what I've been doing is a lot of the songs that I have written, you know, starting to redo them and put them out. And, you know, God is, you know, it's all about timing, you know, because right. I've been sitting on these songs for years, and just God just say, well, this is the time to put it out. Yeah. And here it is. And what I have released, of course, Lord, You Came is the single, but what I released was an EP, which is available on all digital outlets, but it's an EP of songs, of different versions of songs that I did write back in 2006, and which were all testimony, different type of testimonies.
That's great.
And it looked like Lord, You Came was the one that's been touching everybody. So I'm really grateful for God for that.
Yeah, well, you're doing your thing, and, you know, we thank God for you. Yeah, and you definitely been on a journey. Yeah, and,
yes.
You know, we definitely going to hold you up in prayer because, you know, there's still, you know, great works that has to be done, and you are definitely on the right path. So who inspired you, man, you know, to be a bass player, to become a gospel artist?
Well, I have an uncle that played, and I remember when I was little watching him play, and he had a, matter of fact, he had a 1971 mint condition Fender Jazz bass. And I would just look at that bass, and I couldn't touch it. I couldn't touch it, but I just looked at it. And I knew then, when I saw that bass, I just knew then, that's the instrument I wanted to play. Because originally it was the drums, but you know, Mom was like, well, that's too loud. You know, can't handle drums. Yeah. So, yeah. So once I saw my uncle was playing bass, and I have other family members that play bass, I was hooked, you know, because mm-hmm. I came up back in the day that the bass was it in the songs, you know.
It still is.
Oh, yeah, the bass was it, because coming up in Cincinnati, we have a whole lot of groups that came out of Cincinnati, you know, like Midnight, you know, like the secular Midnight Star, right. and The Deal. So a lot of those guys, especially when I started, they came out by high school I went through. So I was just surrounded just by a lot of music, and that bass was it was the instrument. It's like when people heard the bass, they just head start moving, and you know, feet start tapping. So I knew then, like, okay, I want to do that. That's the instrument I want to play. and definitely playing gospel music, you know, because listening to everybody from Commission and the Winans and you name it, where the bass is so dominant, because I'm a Fred Hammond fan.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. I remember the first time I met him, and I was playing with a group, but we had to open up for Commission. And, you know, just to see him play live, I knew I was sold then. I was sold. I said, yeah.
Yeah, you going
I got
back.
The right instrument.
Yeah, you're going back.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Man, you've been around doing your thing, man. That's fantastic. So what are you guys currently working on now? Because we're playing this single, so you're traveling, you're in the studio. What are you guys doing?
Well, right now, I'm still writing. I'm in the studio. I'm trying to come up with different ideas. There's a lot of, there's a guy that's here, a lot of different local artists I've been working with, a lot of talent here. And, you know, because this is Chris Bird, the late great Rance Allen country. So I'm surrounded by vocalists and you know, being a producer, you know, seeking out different vocalists and trying things out. So it's definitely a lot of especially gospel.
Yeah.
More quartet genre, but it's definitely a lot of gospel here. And a lot of talent. So I'm trying to make my way to work with different people, and you know, it's basically just getting that word out. You know, getting that word out.
Anytime you need to promote an artist, you know, especially the independent, you know, just let them know that D God is out here, and I have the networks, and you know, here to help get some
okay, good
publicity in there.
Yeah, because I got plenty for you to hear too. I got plenty.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So listen, how can our listeners keep up with you on social media and download your music?
Well, I'm on Facebook. If you go on Facebook, you can just type in Ray Kelly. Facebook, Instagram, Ray Kelly. Even on YouTube, Ray Kelly. And then you get everything that pop up. The EP. The EP is on, of course, Amazon, Spotify, you know, all the digital outlets. And then, of course, my website is www.raykproductions.com. So that takes you to a lot of information about myself and what I got going on. And so I'm easy to find.
That's good. So Ray Kelly, I don't want to keep you too long, but before you go, can you just give some encouraging words to an up-and-coming gospel indie artist?
So I would like to say the key, keep God first, pray. Because it's one thing to make music, But it's another thing for that music to be anointed and to make a change, make an impact. And that's what's important. Because if the music is not making an impact or is not changing lives or is not being a witness to the lost, then it holds no value. So that's the main thing. Even when I step in the studio, or my, you know, I have a studio, my own home studio. So even when I start before I create, I just pray, God, use me. You know, use me, let this music to touch someone. Because for a good example, when Larger came, I was sending it out, and one of my coworkers at work had got a copy of the song, and he came up to me. He said, Ray, because I guess apparently, and I didn't notice that he had lost a loved one by murder, by the act of murder in Texas. And he said that song came at the right time because that song just encouraged his heart. And, you know, it really helped him get through, you know, through that traumatic experience. So, and that's, and you know what? That's I know I'm doing my job, you know. Yeah. I know God is, you know, and that's what I want to do, because it's really not about financial gain or whatever. I want to, you know, I want to be work for the kingdom to help save souls, because that's what it's all about.
Amen to that. Yeah. Ray Kelly, thanks, man. Yeah. We family now, so we have to keep in contact.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm going to let you go, and we'll talk real soon.
Okay. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. All right. God bless.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
All right, thank you for tuning in. This podcast has been sponsored by Chris Crane and Charlie's Music Factory. For all your production needs, contact Mr. Chris Crane at charliesmusicfactory@gmail.com. Don't forget to hit me up, leewillthelletterj@gmail.com or jwillmusicproductionllc@gmail.com. For all music submissions, please do so by sending a massive MP3 photo and a short bio to leewillthelletterj@gmail.com. or jwillmusicproductionllc@gmail.com. Okay, may the Lord God bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. And may the Lord God give you peace. Don't forget to tune in to J. Will Gospel Radio, live 365. Let's go.